Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, here we go. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air. We're glad you're with us. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio in Oak Grove. Bob Kelly Dima. Beautiful day here in South Mississippi. Glad you're with us. Dickey's Barbecue Pit sponsors the opening segment of the show. It's a great place to call, but you need to do it soon if you want to cater some Christmas and New Year's parties or events at your church, your office, your home. Dickey's would be a great, great place to call, and also a great place to have dinner any night of the week. Dickey's Barbecue, we appreciate all that. Real quickly, I want to remind everybody about our Homes of Hope toy drive. We have extended the deadline to donate toys until the Monday before Christmas because of the short break between Thanksgiving and Christmas, but we have boxes now set up at Mississippi Made and More, Corner Market food stores throughout the area, Jack's Family Restaurants throughout the area, the Community Bank of Philadelphia on Highway 98, and Paris Tractor Company up on Highway 49. So please, if you have time, donate a toy, some canned food. Want to make sure the kids at Homes of Hope have a great Christmas. Joining us later in the show, Lee Roberts. He's joining us from a deer camp, and he's breaking a record. I'll explain that a little later in the show. Ben Milam, one of the very first to report that Charles Huff was going to be the head football coach at Southern Miss. He's going to be joining us later in the show. And then we got a really special guest in the last segment of the show, and I'm just going to keep that a secret right now. But Kelly and Dima in the studio, and Dima's sipping on some Inda Bay Springs water as we talk this afternoon, Kelly.
Well, would you, if you're going to get bottled water, would you drink anything else?
Let me ask you, I'm getting in the unmatched purity.
Dima, where would you think this water came from?
Walmart and Corner Market.
Yeah, and where was it, a natural spring in what county?
Stone County.
And nothing is stripped.
Or added.
Yep.
Just like Kelly.
And it's freshness you can taste, hydration.
That you can feel.
There we go. Inda Bay Springs water.
And this is radio. You guys can't see, but they did not hold up cue cards. No. Either they knew those off the top.
That's
of
why
their head.
We make the big bucks.
You guys are highly skilled. Highly skilled.
Well, it's the basketball team.
Are they highly skilled?
No. They lost 86-58 last night to a 4-6 Tulane team. And Kelly, I'll start with you. You and I talked some during the game last night. I'm just a little stunned.
Me too. This is a Tulane team that had lost 5 games in a row, and where the Eagles are killing themselves, among other things, are these miserable slow starts. You look at just about every game that they've played in, other than the last 2 home games. You know, I think they trailed at half in both of those games, maybe or did, but came back to win them. But these road holes that they're digging themselves in, and then you know we don't know to what severity the injury. To
Naftali.
No, thank you. Naftali Alvarez, you know, now the report on the broadcast last night, it was not the foot that he had already injured twice, but the other one. Mm-hmm. All right. So you don't know how severe that's going to be, but in the worst case scenario, he's out. Curbelo's gone. So there's your backcourt that you were looking for.
Both of your big guys are out.
23 turnovers for Southern Miss last night to Tulane's 3. The Eagles shot about 35% from the field, and Tulane was in that, you know, 45 to 50 range. And a lot of the Tulane buckets, especially in the second half, were layups.
Right. Right.
This now I'm beginning to worry.
Damon, when you lose your two point guards and your two post players, what do?
How long till baseball season? No, I'm just I mean, it's hard to really quantify it. I mean, you always thought in the back of your head, and we mentioned this when we were previewing this basketball team, was, you know, they have a great starting five. That was no question, that their starting five at the beginning of the season seemed to be really good and can compete for a Sun Belt championship game. But we always said that the possibility of one of the players in the backcourt going down and maybe another player going down could really derail this team's goals. And now the fact of the matter is that you have both of your backcourt guys, you know, Andre Crabella, you really don't know when he's ever coming back. Neftali Alvarez, the foot injury, seems to be just such a recurring theme. And then, as you mentioned, some of the older guys, bigger guys banged up, you know, the concern to me is the turnovers. You know, it might be excusable in the first few games, but in December, mid-December, to turn the ball over 21 times to the other team's only 7 turnovers, and Tulane 23 points off of turnovers, Southern Miss only 3, you know, that's coming from a guy who played basketball. If you do that, you're not going to beat anybody.
And a lot of the mistakes they were making, too, were lack of focus errors, stepping with the ball on the sideline, you know, not court awareness, not knowing where you were, stepping on the end line, you know, with the ball. Things that focus-wise, and again, it's easy for me to say, I've never played basketball, but those are just mental mistakes that should not be made by veteran players.
And things about basketball games to me, and someone from a guy who did play basketball, this is an actual important stat line that people don't look at a lot. Time with the lead. Tulane, 37 minutes, 25 seconds. Southern Miss, 1 minute, 30 seconds.
Wow.
And really,
that was at the start of the game.
Correct.
And normally, what the Eagles have done is, in the second half, they've righted the ship a little bit and been more competitive and made it you know, somewhat close. But not only did they not have a good first half, then they just got that blown out in the second half. And it's not going to get any easier.
Now, I was going to say, the news
Ole Miss
gets worse.
The
news
gets worse. The Rebels.
They're nationally ranked, I believe.
Yeah, and you're playing in a neutral site, you know, on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. But then you got to open up conference play against Marshall on the 21st. And, man, things have got to get right quickly. And one of the things I'm going to really be waiting to hear is, how bad is the diagnosis on Alvarez? Will he be out the whole year? Will he be out for, you know, 2 or 3 weeks? It's hard to tell. But if it is, you know, if it's not the bad foot, that's at least a good thing. You don't fear re-injury of that foot, which could potentially cost him his career.
Well, something they guaranteed us in the summer was that he couldn't re-injure that foot. They said they had this kind of quote-unquote miraculous surgery or whatever, that he wouldn't be able to re-injure it, and that's why he took off the rest of last season. So if he were to re-injure it, I think this was maybe even more of a significant issue than the past one. But if it was the other foot, you know, maybe that is a, I don't know, maybe that's better. I don't know. That just doesn't seem like a clear answer to me.
And do we think the other guard, Corbella, do we think he's gone for the year?
I do.
Sure.
Yeah, and that's so unfortunate. We had him on the show at the start of the season.
Yeah, and I really thought at that point, you know, he had done some real introspective work on himself and learned what his trigger points were and some things that really set him off, and he'd been doing a lot of work on that. And of course, we don't know exactly why he was suspended, but usually the best predictor of future behavior is past behavior, and he's admitted that he's had, you know, anger issues and things like that. So you don't want to necessarily assume anything, but you wouldn't be surprised if that was it. And how many times do you go back to that well? How many extra chances are you going to get before people just say, look, enough?
Third school and third or fourth chance with this school. I mean, at some point you just have to. It's not working.
And again, we haven't heard.
We don't know that.
That's the term they used was indefinitely. So that could be you know, a week, or it could be the entire season.
Minute and a half left. Let me start with you, Damon, then we'll go to Kelly. Now, how much pressure is starting to develop for Jay Ladner?
I mean, I think a lot, honestly. I think he, you know, if this season doesn't turn around, he would definitely be a person of interest to be on the hot seat. I mean, you think about his tenure here, really only good one good season when you think about it. I mean, you know, obviously that people will remember him from that 2022-2023 season where they sold out Reed Green Coliseum, and probably in all aspects of you know, Alvarez doesn't get hurt, they probably go dancing that year. So, but outside of that season, you know, at what point do you say is mediocrity or even below mediocrity enough? And, you know, what we heard from the athletic director yesterday was he said he is, quote, and I still think it's very interesting, he said, quote, "I am not happy with the state of a lot of our athletics right now," end quote. And I think that includes basketball. Yeah. I think that includes women's basketball. I think that includes a lot of other sports.
Well, especially, what do you think? Especially when they're starting to invest major money in renovations at Reed Green Coliseum.
Correct.
When he talked about, okay, we have to weigh how much money we want to invest in different places based on return, so to speak, that we're going to get on that investment. So, but conference play hasn't started yet. We've talked about how that's where you know, you have to be able to compete in your league. If the Eagles continue this road problem of starting so miserably to where they can't even dig out from a hole that they've dug themselves, then you know, then you got some problems. But let's see how they compete.
Yeah, second season starts really.
In the Sun Belt. And look, we've even talked about how nobody in the Sun Belt is really lighting it up basketball wise, and how the league as a whole has an identity crisis when it comes to the sport of basketball.
Well, we'll find out in 5 months whether or not Southern Miss can get to the NCAA tournament. So,
yeah, so we're going to find out this weekend a lot.
Well, again, Ole Miss is pretty good now.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Their only losses to Purdue.
Yeah, a last-minute shot, yes. I might add. But Ole Miss seems to be playing pretty well in basketball. All right, when we come back, Lee Roberts is going to give us his impressions of Charles Huff and his thoughts about the new regime at Southern Miss. Stay with us.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
The Eagle Hour.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Still to come on the show, Lee Roberts joining us here momentarily, Ben Milam. And then we're going to give you the perfect example of the old football analogy about outkicking your coverage. We're going to explain that later in the show. And certainly Dima could make a special teams roster. Oh, he's outkicked his coverage.
Well, he wouldn't have to kick it very deep to outkick his coverage.
Correct. Oh, correct. Exactly right.
Mute his mic. Just start it. Go ahead and go for it.
This segment is sponsored by Campus Bookmart. Now, that's where you got to go for Christmas shopping if you've got an Eagle on your list. I'm going to be headed that way this weekend. I got a lot of them on my list and my family. And we know you'll find something that's perfect for your Golden Eagle at Campus Bookmart. Tell Miss Kathleen that the guys on the Eagle Hour said hello. All right, Lee Roberts is actually on his way to a hunting camp. This man has done interviews on this show, on his way to hunting camps, from hospital beds, from road trips. You are in the Eagle Hour Hall of Fame, Lee Roberts. And I know of all the honors in your collegiate career that you've obtained, this would rank as the highest.
Oh, absolutely. This does go up to the highest, so I appreciate that. But just willing to do whatever you guys need from wherever I am. So
now
I'm here for you.
Truth be known, this is part of his community work release program.
And come on, the Eagle Hour.
He's only got about 12 hours left.
26 hours right. On the Eagle Hour. Yeah. All right, Lee, we obviously didn't want to bring in a new football coach without getting your input. So just first of all, give us your thoughts about the Charles Huff hire.
Man, I'm really excited for one, just, you know, what he brings. I mean, how Jeremy McClain is able to take a football program that was 1-11 and go snag a Sun Belt Conference champion coach. I mean, kudos to him. Just unbelievable. And, you know, obviously a recruiter. He's a heck of a running back coach. I mean, the resume that some of the running backs that he's coached is just unbelievable as well. And, you know, some ties two Mississippi, the South. I'm really excited, and I think it's a steal of a hire and a great hire for sure.
You know, we have talked a lot about it, obviously, this week. I think what impresses me as much as the job he did at Marshall was the fact that he was the associate head coach for arguably the greatest college coach ever at Alabama, and then spent 4 years with Penn State. I mean, that is blue blood stuff in college football, Lee, and good things have to rub off of you if you're around those kind of programs.
No, I mean, Jeremy said he wanted to go get a guy that's a proven winner, a leader, a guy that's, you know, going to be a disciplinarian, and he fits all three of those. And you're right, I mean, a guy that's been several different places, very successful, and man, to coach under Nick Saban, I mean, that's a big thing as well. I mean, that's a huge accomplishment, and you know, you have his blessings. And again, I feel like this guy checks all the boxes, obviously.
At least
recruiting class, but I feel like he is a recruiter, and he's going to help turn this program around really, really quickly.
Lee, when you think about this hire, and this is what I was saying yesterday, I don't think it could have been any better. You couldn't have asked for much better when you think about it, and you kind of just mentioned it. I mean, you think about this in the perspective of what we're talking about, a 1-11 team without an FBS win going to snag a head coach who just won the same conference that this team is in, head coach. I mean, it's just an unbelievable, unprecedented hire. And as you said, kudos to Jeremy McClain, but you couldn't have asked for it to go any better, I would think.
He's speechless.
Are you with us, Lee?
Hey, sorry. I think my phone's going in and out. But, yeah. But no, just to kind of echo your comments, Deem, I totally agree. I mean, what Jeremy's been able to do and to go get the guy that he wanted and a guy that, again, a proven track record coaching and really especially in this conference, which is definitely what we needed. And so you can take his resume and say, hey, he's going to come to Southern Miss. It's got more opportunity, better opportunity for recruiting, you know, potentially a bigger NIL. I think just kind of Coach Huff.
What do you think sets him apart from the previous head coach?
You know, I really don't know yet. I know just the assistant head coach experience that he's had, the head coaching experience in the FBS. You know, obviously, I know Will Hall was a great coach. Just wasn't able to get it done on the football field, but it was this, you know, first head coaching job in the FBS. And yeah, I think Coach Hall will go on and will do some great things at other universities. But I just think Coach Huff just has proven himself. And I think that's what we need here. And like I said, not only proven himself as a head coach, but in this conference as well.
Lee, if Charles Huff were to come to you and hypothetically say, Lee, with your football knowledge and your experience, what part of this team needs fixing the most, the fastest, what would your response be?
Yeah, I think all coaches would say, hey, you got to build your program, your team around the quarterback. You know, I felt like we had three guys that could go win. I just felt like we weren't great at the offensive line, you know, bunch of breakdown at the offensive line. So I think that's going to be, yeah, I don't think there's one place you have to fix. I think there's a lot of fixes. I think you got to really focus on the offensive line, and I think the defense as well. I mean, there was times where I felt like the defense really let us down, but then there was times where the offense let us down. So, you know, our most valuable team this year was our special teams and field goal kicking and punting. So I think really the focus has to be on the offense and defense.
Well, most of the times when people said that Charles Huff is a disciplinarian, he's old school, he's iron-fisted, he's a fire breather, that kind of thing, everybody has said, you know, good, that's what Southern Miss needs. What are telltale signs that any team might not be as disciplinedly as they need to be on the field?
Yeah, I just think a coach that just has to come in and just really set the bar high, and you just got to have guys that are willing to, you know, jump alongside with, you know, his rules and, you know, what he says, and just, you know, just make sure you're doing all things right, whether it be on the field, in the classroom, away from the school. Just, we just had a big discipline problem. I felt like the penalties is kind of what you kind of look at this year and say, hey, those were, you know, undisciplined type things. But I just think a guy like Huff's going to come in and guys are just going to respond immediately.
You know, he's young, 41 years old. You pointed that out to me last night. I think that came might come as a surprise for some people. All right, Lee, two of the three quarterbacks that got all the attention on the football team this year have entered the portal. And I know you don't know this, but I mean, as a bet, if you were a betting guy, would that lead you to believe that maybe the Marshall quarterback who's entered the portal may be coming to Southern Miss with his coach?
You know, I really don't know. I know that there are 23 Marshall players that are in the portal already, and I would anticipate that some of those guys would follow Coach Huss. But hopefully he's got his eyes on, you know, others as well. I know that's going to be an area of focus, obviously, is getting that next quarterback. Again, you know, with Crawford jumping in the portal and Rodemaker jumping in the portal, that literally leaves just John White. And, you know, fortunately, John has four years remaining just because he didn't play more than the four games allotted to him this year. So somebody that could come in, maybe a junior, senior type guy that John could continue to learn under as well. But, yeah, I would hope that means that, you know, he's got his eye on somebody that will come in quickly and get something going.
Well, I think his quarterback has 1 year of eligibility left. But you want to keep John White on the roster, don't you, Lee? He's got a lot of upside, big future.
I agree. Yeah, no, I think John is definitely the future of this program. And that's why I think getting a portal guy that has 1 or 2 years remaining, and yeah, the guy from Marshall, that's all he has is just 1 year remaining. So if he chooses to come, then hey, we'll welcome him with open arms. We've seen what he can do. He knows the Huff system, and he can come in and quickly be a proven leader on this team.
Yeah, I want him to bring some of them big old tough linemen that I watched play the last 2 weeks too. That was Marshall team was pretty physical, Lee, disciplined, physical, kind of old school football team.
Yeah, and I don't think a lot of people even really gave him credit to getting to the conference championship game, and then the way they came in and just really kind of manhandled Louisiana. I was very impressed with everything they were able to do on the field. And you're right, just big physical guys. And that's what we got to get back to, just that type of football. I mean, that is the standard here at Southern Miss, and that's what we've got to get back to.
So when you were playing, how important were those big physical guys to you as the quarterback?
Oh, it's all the difference. I mean, on the offensive side, obviously, people that, you know, will protect you. I mean, those are the guys that you want to be around, and they surround themselves around you, and that's exactly what you want. So you want big physical guys that can, you know, hold a pocket and also open up holes for your running game like we had when I was here.
All right, we wanted to get you on the show and get your input, and we'll be sending that Hall of Fame plaque to you during the holidays at some point, Lee. So make sure you got a perfect place in your living room to hang it. I know it'll be a valuable gift to you.
I think I already have the perfect place in mind. I just got to get it okayed by Tracy.
And Lee, I've talked to some of the deer up in the Delta, and they've said that if you shoot a gun any way like you throw a football, they're not even going to break a sweat. They're not worried about it.
Yeah. Hey, they're scared, man. They're already scared.
I'm sure.
They're shaking. They're shaking already.
Hey, Lee, thank you, buddy. Have a good trip, man.
I appreciate you guys.
Lee Roberts, everybody. Kind of like when I lived in the Delta. You know my slogan? Women love me. Fish fear me.
Well, I went deer hunting one time and about froze every part of my body off. And I finally had to go to the restroom. They go, "Where are you going?" I said, "I'm going to the restroom." They go, "Well, the deer will know what's going on." I said, "What deer?" I haven't seen one in like 6 hours.
Ben Milam's next. He's on the road too. So we've got traveling guests today. Stay with us.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, good luck to Lee Roberts on that deer hunt. Hope that he has better luck than Kelly had in his hunting experiences. I guess it's hard to kill something in your living room, though, right, Kelly?
It is.
From the recliner?
You know, I talk about this new virtual reality. You know, it doesn't work. Deer hunting doesn't work sitting in your recliner.
Kelly eats a ham and thinks he's going wild boar hunting. So that's that's the way it is.
I killed this thing.
Well, hey, I go camping lots of times. I'm out in nature. Of course, I get it catered, but
4th Street Bar and Grill. That's Kelly's idea of the wilderness, 4th Street Bar and Grill. Lunch 5 days a week, great meals at night. Just signed up for another year of sponsorship. We love Slade and all the guys out there. We really, really do appreciate them. It's a great place to take a break from Christmas shopping. Have yourself a good lunch at 4th Street Bar and Grill. Hey, also want to thank Mo Bay Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street, the official, I guess you'd say, dessert. You know, I never did set that up, did I?
You didn't.
I never did set up the showdown between you and Dima.
Well, I'm sure they're going to wait till after the holidays because this is finals week at Southern Miss, and a lot of the students go to Mo Bay to study. And
I got you. Hey, don't forget about our podcast, Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. Tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. I actually saw some numbers this morning. Really grateful for all of you that do that every month. We really do appreciate that. We also appreciate our next guest, and he's really part of our family. Before we moved him to Jackson and he got on the Super Talk News staff, Ben Milam, no stranger to this show and no stranger to any of us, or a good friend of ours and a guy we like a great deal. And one of the very first to report that Charles Huff was going to head to Southern Miss. And in your reporting, Ben, first of all, congratulations on that. But in your reporting, did you get a sense from your sources as to why Coach Huff wanted to leave? And I think the bigger question is, how in the world do you let a guy that took you to 4 bowl games in 4 years and won the conference championship go?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think most of it in those conversations was speculation, and it sounded like a number of different factors that, you know, I don't even know if you can really confirm any of them without talking to Charles Huff or the administration there, but it sounded like there was just there was some kind of disjointing a little bit in terms of the type of commitment Charles Huff felt like he wanted at Marshall and felt like he needed to continue the kind of success that he was having. And I think a part of it, too, is, you know, maybe part of that separation was that the administration currently there the last couple of years was not the administration that hired him. And so it sounded like there was never really kind of that natural chemistry, and there are all kinds of dynamics that go on behind the scenes that most people are not privy to. And so I think just kind of a general separation resource-wise, commitment-wise, and there were probably some personal things behind that too. But through all of this, I mean, I really, you know, aside from the rumors and all the speculation, I have a really hard time believing that Marshall did not at least try to keep him there, because of the fact that he did not win less than 6 games at Marshall, and he obviously just won a conference title there. I would be really shocked if they did not even try to put those things aside and try to keep him there as a Sun Belt title winning coach.
I would agree,
because of the success that he had. But it's a little bit of a strange situation, and in the end, I think Southern Miss was the beneficiary of that, and also the beneficiary of maybe willing to make more of a commitment than Marshall wasn't.
No question.
But there is precedent. You know, Marshall did this to Doc Holliday. You know, Doc Holliday had a great career winning record at Marshall, and just out of the blue, they kind of ran him off.
Southern Miss did it to Jeff Bauer.
So it does happen.
Yeah.
You know, Ben, one of the things, you know, egos aside, one of the things that we've been hearing consistently is that Coach Huff has been impressed with where Southern Miss has positioned itself in the NIL through the To the Top collective. And that seems to be one of the very top things on Charles Huff's list. When you put Southern Miss in that context in the Sun Belt, it's reported that Southern Miss has, if not the strongest NIL effort, one of the top two anyway. Does that make sense?
It does, yeah. And, I mean, you listen to what Jeremy McLean said yesterday in y'all's interview with him. There is, you know, there's a commitment at Southern Miss that is not present at a lot of even Sun Belt schools, and I would include Marshall in that. And, you know, a lot of those numbers are not public, but just based on kind of what's known, not necessarily through the numbers, but just based on conversations that have gone on concerning that. I mean, it sounds like Marshall has not really been able to really build a lot of momentum and have a solid NIL collective approach. And Southern Miss does, I mean, I think is one of the top in the group of five. And you know, over these last couple of days, I know the NIL has seen a little bit of a surge, and I would expect that to continue, especially starting tomorrow after the press conference and after the public hears Coach Huff speak. But, I mean, that's that, you know, considering I think the crop of candidates that were really high-quality candidates aside from Coach Huff, I mean, you have to assume that there's a commitment at Southern Miss that's not present in a lot of places, or you would not even be able to have the conversations, even able to interview the level of candidates that you were able to interview. If people didn't think they could come win at Southern Miss after Southern Miss has been down so long over the last 12 or 13 years, then they wouldn't even entertain the possibility. And from everything that we know, a lot of people did, and a lot of really high-quality candidates did.
All right, real quick, I want you to take your newsman hat off and put your young Alumni Association hat on. A lot of you younger alumnus have talked about, you know, getting the young, flashy offensive coordinators, you know, the 28-year-old guys on their way up. This guy is old school. He's not very old, but he's old school. He's a curmudgeon.
Coach for Saban.
You know, this is not a warm and fuzzy kind of coach. This is a disciplinarian, hard-fisted guy. How do you, as a young alum, react as an alumnus to this hire?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I think it, in a lot of ways, I think it still fits the bill of what a lot of people wanted. They wanted kind of outside the box a little bit. They wanted young up-and-comer. And even though he's been a head coach, obviously, in the Sun Belt for 4 years, as you mentioned, I mean, he's 41, and the way that he's moved up, you know, starting from his time at Penn State to a year at Mississippi State and 2 years at Alabama. I mean, he clearly is ambitious. And I don't think you have the factor of, you know, people kind of wondering either out loud or under their breath of, you know, maybe he'll stick around for 20 years. I don't think that's part of it. And I think that's part of what makes this a quality hire, is it's not hard to think and to see Charles Huff wanting to win and win big for 2 years, whatever it is, and get out of town. And then if that's the case, you play that hypothetical out, then the job is that much more quality, and you can continue to have high quality candidates that want to come coach here and do the same thing. It's just about stacking high quality hires. And I think just because he's won at the Sun Belt level, right, it has to be seen as the highest quality hire possible, even if he's not, you know, a Brennan Marion, who is, you know, maybe was a higher risk type hire without that head coaching experience, but he was kind of the hot young name. I think Coach Huff still checks a lot of those boxes, but with a lot of other boxes checked that you wouldn't have with those other candidates who may, you know, be what people wanted in the early going.
Ben, let me read something to you I found last night on social media. And of course, you know, you can believe everything you hear there, but and this is a compliment to you and our company and our coverage, I guess, collectively of Southern Miss football. And these guys were kind of arguing back and forth about, you know, who the coach was going to be. And one contributor posted this: "I knew it when Supertalk Mississippi reported it. Just like I told everyone then, Supertalk doesn't spew stuff out of their butts. They actually have solid track records of credible and good sources." So congratulations to you, young man. You did a good job staying on this story, and we really appreciate we appreciate the fact that we have a Southern Miss guy that loves the Golden Eagles on the Supertalk news staff now. That's kind of reassuring to us.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, Bob, and I appreciate whoever put that out. And, you know, you can't put anything on the Internet that's not true, I'm pretty sure.
That's what Abraham Lincoln said.
CNN says that,
right,
too. CNN talks
CNN
about that a lot.
CNN does that a lot, yeah, yeah.
Well, look, I mean, there was some early pushback because I don't think we went out on a limb because I had, you know, multiple layers of confirmation, and I felt really good about the information. And we do not put stuff out unless that is the case.
Right.
And but it's also true, and y'all have talked about it on the show, 7 days is a long time. You know, we reported that 7 days before it was actually official, and there are a lot of things, even though that was accurate information, there are things that can change, and there's precedent for that too, of guys backing out of stuff, the material situation changing, somebody else comes in and makes an offer. And so it was a little nerve-wracking because of that. But yeah, I'm happy where we were able to report that information and have sources that gave us that.
I shared that nervousness with you, Ben.
Yeah,
that
makes I think a lot of people did.
That makes you feel any better.
And I'm just proud of Ben because he's from Madison, and normally he hires people to do the work for him. You know, being from Madison,
I really have no idea what that means, Ben. If you determine what he's talking about, let me know. Okay, would you, buddy? Yeah.
He's from Madison. Yeah, everybody up there is rich, Bob, in Madison, Mississippi.
Ben Milam, everybody from Super Talk Mississippi, buddy. We're glad to have you in the family. Well, you've always been in the family. We're glad it's official now, Ben.
Well, glad to be a part of it, guys. Always enjoy it.
All right, Ben Milam. When we come back, I've been waiting on this guest all week. Boy, do I have some questions for her. What is she thinking?
Well, you've already said her.
What is she thinking? She's next.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, we appreciate our fine guests today. We'll let you know that Friday, former Southern Miss coach, North Carolina coach, USFL coach Larry Fedora will be joining me to help me kind of co-host the Eagle Hour since both of you cats are going to be gone.
And Bill Belichick may be the next, seriously, may be the next. He did it today. All right, North Carolina has hired Bill Belichick.
What?
To be their next head coach at North Carolina.
No.
The emperor has gone to the college game. Yes.
Boy, talk about kids jumping in the transfer portal.
Well, LFED now is in the same boat with Bill Belichick. Yeah, How about that?
So Larry Fedora for extended time Friday with us on the Eagle Hour. We're always looking forward to it. He's such a nice guy. And we really appreciate him.
And has not a care in the world right now.
He told us that one day, didn't he? Fellas, I have a home in Texas and one in Destin, Florida. I've got no interest in coaching college football.
He said, as I sit here now, I'm drinking on coffee. I'm sitting on my balcony looking out over the water.
And you guys are asking me if I want to coach college football.
No, thanks.
Kelly's going to be out for a few days, and Dima will be out until after Christmas. And the reason for that is that Dima is getting married. And the young lady, we have not been able to convince her to call this off so far, and she's been here about an hour. Kari Archer joins us. And Kari, my wife and I met you down in Poplarville. I'm sure you don't remember that, but we did. And we think the world of this guy right here. And having been around you a little while, I guess I'm asking you, what do you see in him?
Have you not listened to the first half of this show?
No, I'm so excited. It's crazy it's here, though, because we've been engaged for a year now, and then we're 4 days away.
Now, you guys are, as I understand it, am I right about this? Y'all have known each other a long time.
Yes.
This is not new.
Right. We've known each other since we were like 11.
11?
And met through Temple Baptist Church.
Is that correct? All right. So when did you begin to think, there may be something to this guy?
We reconnected when he graduated. He had like a graduation party out at his house. And at that point, my family was moving. We moved to Brandon. Mm-hmm. So I drove down to Hattiesburg to be here, and then we started talking. And then I was in Brandon at that point, so we'd call and FaceTime and grew as friends and started dating in January of 22.
Now, has he gotten difficult to deal with since he's become a big celebrity on this show?
I love it. I'm proud of him.
Kelly?
His ego.
All right, Dima. Hang on. Kelly's fixed to ask her a question. Hold still. Go ahead, Kelly.
Well, first of all, I just want to make a statement that the generosity of women never ceases to amaze me.
Look at her and look at him. She is a generous young lady.
What was the term you used? Outkicking your coverage?
Yeah, he outkicked it badly.
So it's this weekend, right? And you guys are going to honeymoon where?
So we're going to the Bahamas, a Disney cruise to the Bahamas, and then we will come back and do a few days in Disney.
So you're doing the Disney cruise.
Mm-hmm.
So Dima will be leaving one Mickey Mouse outfit here today. to go to another Mickey Mouse outfit this weekend. Ooh. Well, that's perfect.
There we go. All right, tell us about yourself, dear. We know about this guy, but tell us about your background and yourself.
So I grew up in Purvis, and then...
Go Tornadoes.
That's right. And I was homeschooled, like Dima as well. And then in 2020, we moved to Brandon. I did 2 years at Holmes Community College, and then
Bulldog, baby. Yeah.
Bob's an alum.
Did you ever see the statue of me at the football field? I did.
Do you know why?
Because they're in one.
Yeah, that's right.
but at the Ridgeland campus, and then transferred to USM last spring, and then I have one more semester, and I'm studying child and family sciences.
Well, good.
So, what's the dream job?
Student ministry or counseling, psychology.
Okay, so what did you think of the Charles Huff hire? We've asked everybody else. Have any opinion at all?
I don't know.
Okay, no, that's fine.
So let me ask you this, Corey. Do you prefer a 4-3 or 3-4 defense? Which do you think would be best?
You know, I'm going to leave that to Dima to answer.
I'm a big fan of the 5-2-2. You know, the 5-2-4.
Do you like the 5-2-2? Okay.
I'm not even going to lie. I had to ask him how many players were on the field last week.
So were you a Purvis Tornado? You graduated as a Purvis Tornado or a Brandon Lady Bulldog?
I was homeschooled.
Oh, she just said that.
But we went to some football games. And my dad, he grew up going to Poplarville, so I went to some Poplarville games with him.
The Hornets. So,
I want to point this out. Both of these young people, very involved in their church, very involved, in helping kids find God and Jesus and all that. And you're both... You're just a wonderful young couple. It's just a pleasure to have you.
Well, the relationship is grounded in a Christian faith.
Yeah, and so these two have a very bright future. There's no question.
When the world and the odds are against them, if you have that relationship and perspective and putting God first, then you've got a much better chance of surviving.
I think that's well said, absolutely. Kelly.
So,
Carl, we're delighted for you. We think you could have done a lot better. But we know she could have done a lot better. Since you've settled for Dima, congratulations. Yeah. And we hope that you two young folks have years and years and years of happy life together.
Thank you.
Dima, we'll see you after Christmas, brother.
Yes. I'll have some NBA Bay spring water for y'all to enjoy afterwards.
That's right.
I'm sure when she first saw Dima, he was like one of those puppy's faces in the ASPCA commercials.
Please take me.
Yes. I need a home.
Hey, Corey. Thank you, dear. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. I'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. These guys will be gone. Until then, Southern Myth.
To the top. Kids are slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Supertalk Mississippi Media Production.